Welcome one, welcome all to another episode of the Chop Sports Podcast with your host, Sturch. And Gooch is over there in the comfort of his own home.
Comfort,
we're doing this. We're doing this again. We are back to square one here on the podcast. Look, let's call it how we see it. All right. COVID-19 is a bitch. And every time we think we're just getting a little ahead, you know, it just creeps on back in. And Chris, unfortunately, was around somebody relatively close. So we're just doing the right thing.
I've been exposed to the pandemic.
Yeah.
You
are the pandemic.
Now I am the pandemic, apparently. So, and nobody could come near me.
Yeah.
So I'm going to just rot down here until, I guess, next week we'll be back in the studio.
Yeah, next week will be fine. But again, we wanted to play on the side of caution. We think that's the right idea and it's the right thing to do. Luckily, you know, the timing and the contact tracing doesn't link me. So I'm okay. You're not. So that's why
I'm okay.
You're fine.
I mean, right. You know, I have several other issues mentally, physically, but, you know, other than that, like, you know, no pandemic running through me just yet.
Yeah. So we'll hopefully see. That all plans out. We'll be good to go next week back in the studio. But a crazy week leading up into this, you know, there was a lot of things that went down that basically, you know, we're trying our very hardest to get this thing off the ground. And as you're listening to this, tomorrow, Monday, March the 8th, our store is open. So the soft open happened. There are still some particles out there in transit. All the hoodies that people ordered are still in transit. They're coming from Germany. So, yeah. So they're going to be coming a little. I mean, look, it's been a week.
Do what you
got to
do.
Let's not get crazy.
Yeah.
Let's not get crazy.
It's not even been a week, I don't think. I think it's been 5 days.
Right. So I'm not going nuts over that. I'm not worried about it. But the store does open tomorrow. Get your stuff. Get your shirts, your hoodies. Dude, first of all, kudos. I know you're rocking one now. I'm rocking the sample that we got because I haven't ordered any yet for myself. But, dude, first of all, kudos. They'll see it tomorrow. But, man, that Punch-Out Chop Sports t-shirt, it's hard. It is hard. I'm getting one. That is one of the coolest.
The Chop Gamer tee. Yeah.
Yeah. That is definitely.
My nephews want one too. So you could get all your kids a Chop Sports Gamer tee.
Basically, if you ever seen, it's right behind me actually in the corner, Mike Tyson's Punch-Out.
I'm looking behind me. I'm like, wait, we're not in the same place. So
my corner, Mike Tyson's Punch-Out, really good, thoughts behind that. It was inspiring. That was the inspiration behind the shirt. So that's definitely cool. I can't wait to check that out. I'm also going to get myself a Healthy Scratch t-shirt because when we came up with that idea, I was like, dude, that's hilarious, you know, because look, if you see yourself out there and you see a guy wearing a Healthy Scratch t-shirt, if you're a sports fan, you know what that is. You know what I mean? You're like, oh, that's pretty funny. If you're not a sports fan, you're like,
load management t-shirt coming soon.
Yes, load management. Load management, dude. I'm telling you, these shirts, they're going to be such a hit. And I'm so glad to be, you know, opening this store and getting all the kinks worked out. And look, we got the bank account. We sat down with that really nice woman last week, got ourselves a bank account, which, by the way, the debit cards are not here yet, Chris. So in the studio, they are not here yet.
So we might have to make the store open Tuesday, just so we're clear.
We'll be fine. We got plenty of, dude, I didn't know. Like, I'm glad we educated ourselves as far as like what it entails, you know, the cycle that is retail. I had no idea. So in any event, so that's going down. The store is opening tomorrow. Last night, first of all, we went UFC live because of all the stuff that transpired with Chris. We were planning on coming here in the studio and teaming up with DJ VW next door, which I know, Chris, you want to get to them in a second, as far as a little something, a little present. But we were going to team up with them and watch the UFC fight. But we couldn't. So obviously, me and Chris took it upon ourselves. We jumped on Facebook Live together, and we had over 500 views. A lot of comments. A lot of guys and girls chiming in on the fight last night. We'll get into 259 in just a little bit. But Chris, my man, I mean, we like them next door.
Dude, they're bringing crazy energy into the studio right now. Okay, so we'll lay the premise out for the people.
Paint the picture for the people at home, Chris.
Everybody saw the fight over the, what was it? The Oklahoma football player, right?
Right, in the bathroom.
that got yoked up by this little dude. So the premise was you never know somebody who's trained. You just don't fuck with people in the street.
You don't know.
So basically what I was understanding is that under 5 minutes, Corbo's going to choke me out. Now so he has no choice. And they put 500 up. I mean, I was contemplating bringing my mats last night, but obviously.
He's got another week to live, really, if you think about it. I can't believe that they would go that far. I mean, they don't.
The level of disrespect, dude.
Chris, the problem is this. They don't know who you are. You know what I'm saying?
Like, literally, they're making the same exact mistake that they're saying that these football players make.
Right. So that's counterproductive.
He said 6 months of training. I would ball up 6 months of training and stick it in his dick, dude. Come on now. Let's be real. It's not happening. I'll let him start on my back. He's not choking me out.
So you're. Wow, so you're giving them like positioning. No,
but I love Corbo though, man. It's like we're probably the most easygoing guys in the group, and now it's like, why are you bringing this energy to me, dude? I have anxiety over this already.
You know what it would have been? You know what it would have? This is where it got me. It was one thing to put it on their podcast, but it was another thing for them to reiterate it on a text chain.
Since the recording of that podcast, I've done like 3,000 push-ups. I wonder how many Corbo's done.
I don't know, man. He's got kettlebells now.
In my in the words of David Goggins, you do not know me, son. Come on now, bro. You don't know me, son.
So that was happening. But look, a shout out to those guys. They're doing great things at DJVW. But listen, look, we're all about the entertainment industry. If you want to set this up, here's the thing. And I'll tell you this. I'll give it to you like this, Dave Corbo. The problem is this. If you set this up and you want to do this, there will be no like,
yeah, I'm not,
hey, buddy, how you doing? Not,
yeah, like I'm going to Nate Diaz the shit out of this situation.
Stone cold killer.
The minute, here's the reason why, and I'm sure he could relate to this because there's a couple, if this is true, then that's true situations. Meaning like I was there when we were talking about the other guy that he fought and there wasn't great things said. I don't want that one of those situations to turn out to be what happens with me and him. Now that said, he said it on air. You know what I mean? Right. Now I'm like, I have to at least address it. And
this is addressing it. This is addressing it. So
here's the thing though. So if we agree to it, like it's going to be super awkward because once we agree to compete, then it's like, you know, we're going to try and embarrass each other. I'm imagining they're trying to do this for clicks. I'm trying to fight Tom Brady, not necessarily trying to fight my business partner, but like I said, I was called out and told that I would be choked out in under 5 minutes. Come on, bro.
He said, listen, he said business partner.
Level I'll tell you right now, Jay was talking about 500. He was talking about putting up 500. If Vegas put odds on this fight, it's not even money. And that's not a fight, right? It's a grappling match. We're not talking about fighting, are we?
I mean, I don't think you guys are going to be throwing fists.
Yeah, no, that's crazy.
I mean, he said that he could choke you out. So, it's grappling. And if he's got Jay in his corner, who just... I mean, look, Jay's got a lot of experience, but he also, like, you couldn't hear anybody else on that film other than Jay yelling at Dave on instructions on that one fight, brawl in the fall that these guys had. So, I digress. We will let it go now. You said your piece. We're good. So, now, we move forward.
Yes, and speaking of grappling, though, big shout out to Paz, baby, from C-Town, from Colonia, New Jersey, wrestling in the Big Ten tournament. He killed it yesterday.
Absolutely.
Had a tough loss in the semis, but wrestled back today, and he's wrestling for third place. He won this morning, and I believe, literally, as we're recording this podcast right now, Paz is probably lining up to wrestle.
And we will be having Paz on the podcast. We announced it earlier, like real earlier. But
again, he's busy doing big boy things right now.
He's busy slamming guys onto the mat. You know, just unbelievable, unbelievable. Humble kid, too. From what we've read and what we've seen and all the coaches and everybody that said something about this kid, he's something special. So shout out to Paz and congratulations for all the progress and the success.
I believe today is the 1 year anniversary of his state championship.
It is.
And shout out to the Grassos. You know, huge deal getting us all these connections. They got you. What was the guy?
Jesse Holly
for your Jersey Boys podcast.
Yeah, Jesse through. Holly these, came on board.
Grasso family. We keep shouting them out, but rightfully so.
That's just good people. And that's exactly what Holly said, too. He was like, that family is just made of good people. So thank you very much for that. Before we get into the meat and potatoes of this week's podcast, we do also want to say that we are launching the Chop Sports Podcast Network, meaning obviously you have us on Monday nights. Sunday nights. Used to be Mondays. Sunday nights. We're going to have another guy in studio tomorrow night to record possibly his first episode. We cannot and we will not disclose until he's here. So because I'm tired of announcing about things and then just not coming.
Yeah, I can make an announcement, though. We've got an MMA podcast coming out in April.
There you go.
Me and my boy Tommy D teaming up with Chop Sports is teaming up with Fightbook MMA. If you haven't checked them out ever, they got a huge following on international following, really. Tommy D's got a podcast over there, the Pride Rules podcast. I used to be on original member of that podcast way back. So we're kind of rekindling an old thing that we did. This time it's just me and Tommy, and that should be rolling out in April.
Yeah, so that'll be one. We're also going to have Mr. Evan Daniel, who is bringing us Painting the Black podcast. It's a baseball podcast. Massive Yankees fan.
Still worked up, bro. Not to cut you. I'm still worked up from that pre-fight shit. Like, I feel like I'm about to fight somebody, and he's like my friend. It's fucking annoying. Man.
Which he says, friend, business partner, Level Up Studios, NJ.com, I believe, is being worked on right now. That's where I'm at. That's where those guys are at. That's where we're at every single week. We're going to be offering our services, our facility. Get over here. You got to check out the backgrounds, the backdrops, the green screens, the mics, the lighting, the everything you can ask for in content creation. We got it. We got it here at Level Up Studios. So inquire within. I've been talking to another guy via DM, a friend of mine named Matt. He might bring his crew over here. They do comic books, which is like, again, whole nother world. But shit, why not? You know what I mean? So definitely, definitely check Level Up Studios out right now, currently on Facebook and Instagram as we level up and we get everything going on. Hey guys, Sturch here from the Chop Sports Podcast, and I want to tell you a little bit about Sunflower Meadow Seasoning. First of all, a guy my size likes flavor on his food, and there's nobody other than Jess that I go to for that. Her flavors range from French onion, BLT, Cajun country, so much more. They got dip blends, season shakers, smoothie mixes. Not even kidding, I've added some of their smoothie mixes to my post-workout protein shakes, and my goodness, what a difference. Get on over to sunflowermeadowseasoning.com for their entire list of products. Tell them Chop Sports sent you. You know, as I get older, I tend to appreciate different things. One thing I love now more than I ever have in the past is some unique furniture. Not just any furniture, unique custom furniture made by Battle Rattle Woodworks. He's specializing in charcuterie boards for all those parties you're about to host when this weather gets a little nicer. Even better, if you enter the code CHOP15 at checkout, you're going to get 15% off your entire purchase. Massive savings on some unique American-made stuff. Help support your local veteran right now and visit them on social media at Battle Rattle Woodworks. So, speaking of the UFC pay-per-view last night, lackluster, I would say, Chris. I mean, $70.
The best part of that fucking card was our Facebook Live with like 16 people. Maxed really out at like 16. Ashmere.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we had 20 people at a time just watching us talk shit about the UFC, and then we would get off topic, and then we get back on topic. But we were both watching the same pay-per-view. And
shout out like to Maui Mike with the he gave me the beef chips, bro. He sent me. Remember, I called out Maui Mike. Let me get some macadamia nuts. He's like, I got you one better. I owe him some Entenmann's now, though. I got to send him some cupcakes and cookies to Hawaii from the motherland. Yeah,
nice. Well, that, and we had Jorge came on, and he was a blast. That dude is a funny guy.
That's my old roommate.
Yeah,
you didn't know that. So you didn't.
I did not know that. See, there it is. So the Facebook Live was great, but getting back to the pay-per-view itself, they stacked three title fights at the back end, in which the wrong order, according to me and Gooch, because we think that Nunez should have fought as the first title fight, because by the time her fight was going on, I was half one eye shut.
Yeah, you yawned like 70 times.
I can't understand the logic behind the UFC. I understand they're in Vegas. I understand there's a time difference. But what is the harm in starting their pay-per-view at like 5 o'clock in the afternoon out there? What is the harm? You're going to get the same crowd. You got no crowd. It's a pay-per-view. So you're telling me what? That nobody wants to be at home at 5 o'clock? Is that what the thing is?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. They're not.
We gotta suffer. We gotta suffer at 10 o'clock at night. We're starting a pay per view, and by the time the first,
you realize that everything in the whole world is like basically tailored for the East Coast of the United States, and we're complaining about the UFC right now. But we get our way with literally everything else. Football. Could you imagine having to wake up at 9 a.m. to watch your team?
I would love.
I personally would love it because I'm up anyway, but. You know, there's been points in my life where there was no way that I would be happy with that.
You got to see the reaction when I tell my dad how many primetime games we have. He gets so mad.
Yeah, I hate Thursday night more than anything because
you want to talk about player safety? Thursday night shouldn't exist. Okay, like you want to play games on Thanksgiving? Sure, but then you give them 10 days.
I say it all the time. Sunday, 1 o'clock. Give me that.
Yeah, give me Sunday all day. Every day, I'll take that. But, sorry, we're getting on a tangent here, the NFL schedule. But anyway, we did see some crazy action in one of the fights with the illegal / intentional knee to the dome. That's not my gripe. My gripe is
with the UFC. Oh, that was good? You're good with the knee, the illegal knee?
Listen, guys will be guys. Guys could be dirty. That's going to happen, right? I mean, that's going to happen. That's a fight, okay? What I have a gripe with is the medical staff and the referee. Dude,
what the fuck was that?
Just hovering. He was over laying a dead down body.
5 minutes. I couldn't hear the commentary because we were doing the Facebook Live thing, but what the fuck was going on? What could they have possibly been saying?
Right.
Are you good? Like, I don't know.
He
like,
couldn't get to a knee, bro. He
but what is the fighter supposed to say? They have to do something different in that spot. They can't just keep asking the fighter because you have an obligation to not look like a pussy.
True.
And when they're asking you and like it's completely empty in the arena, you hear everything. It's like, are you okay? Right. He's like, I don't know, man. I'm laying down. I just got kneed in the head. Like, what the fuck?
Dude, you talk about like concussion protocol. It was almost as if they were giving the option to the kid. Like the fighter should not have that option.
No.
You're on Queer Street. You can't see a damn thing in front of you. And they're just like, come on. Come on. You could do it,
bro. They were holding him up.
What are we waiting?
They were holding
him
up at the as they were raising his hand. His coach was like,
he's got one arm with the coach, one arm with the decision maker, and we're just like, he's hanging. He's like, we can have Bernie's, bro.
So to address the post fight, obviously, the whole thing that went down. I don't think that Sterling was acting with the knee. He got fucked up with that knee, no question about it.
Anybody would.
And even if he didn't get knocked out, there's no reason why he should have to continue to fight. By any stretch. I don't know about the win because it's hard to get in someone's head.
How do you give somebody a fucking title?
That's what I'm saying. It's hard to get in someone's head to know if it was intentional. Just by the way things went, it seemed pretty intentional. But supposedly Khabib said one of his coaches yelled knee. So he was just listening to his coach and like, I don't know. Either way, funny after the fight was Sterling. I'm not saying he was acting, but I'm saying he was kind of acting.
I'm Sterling's tears, by the way.
Yeah, like,
shout out to Keith Ernst.
They just didn't exist. Sterling was crying, but he didn't have any tears, and he had like that voice. It was like he was consciously altering his voice, and I don't want to talk shit.
Wait. It's like from Step Brothers. Like, all right.
Yeah. he was like, I just hate that. Like, this is what, and you know, a lot goes into it because I don't want to talk shit. Aljo's one of my favorite fighters, and he was probably emotional, and he was kind of fucked up. But I just think that he played on that a little too much. And Jan, after the fight...
No remorse.
Well, he was like, you know, I apologize. Healthy, speedy recovery to the champ. You know, I made a big mistake, and I paid for it. And then, like, later on, Sterling posted another picture with him smiling, holding the belt. He was like, oh, and then... Jan made another Instagram post like, oh, I guess the champ is okay again. I guess he's all better now.
Oh, my God. See, I didn't see any of that shit.
Unless it was like some fake as shopped as it gets bullshit where there's, you know, some fake meme. But I'm pretty sure it was real.
Wow. That would be. I mean, look, it's obvious they're going to go again.
Yeah, but is it really?
It's obvious.
It's obvious they're going to go again because right now probably the wrong guy is champ. You know, right. I think Jan handled that fight.
Now, what did they try? They tried to explain to him that the scorecards were showing that he was winning the fight or losing the fight.
Well, Jan was winning the fight, but
if
you took the point away at that point, then it could have flipped things a little bit. But I'm pretty sure there was another round, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That he would have also lost that round because he was. Well,
In any event, that was the one that stood out to me. And of course, Amanda Nunes, she goes and beats up a tomato can like that, this.
That what was are a we non-fight. Doing here?
Like what?
What's she going to do next?
For her? Yeah. Is she going to fight a dude next? Like, what are we doing here?
I mean, could,
right? Like,
I'm stumped.
What are we doing?
I literally was like, I have my notes right here about Amanda Nunes, and it's like, I don't have anything for it. Who does she fight? Two people at once, you know?
Right, handicap match. Just fight like it's a scene out of a street fight. But yeah, I mean, look, she's run through every single person that's gone in her way.
She's last so night, dominant no that there's there literally not, nobody else that draws excitement.
There was not 1 ounce of me, not 1 ounce of my being that thought that that girl had a shot last night. You know what I mean? Like, you just
at this
knew.
Point, you want to think that like Nunes will probably just try and find someone to box.
Possibly, yeah.
But you like, know, is mean, there even a female boxer out there right now? What's that? That know. Other that one? I think it was Clarissa something. That's she's now training to fight MMA, but she's
is
so
Ollie's
far off.
Still at it?
Say it again.
I said, is Ollie's daughter still at it?
No. I think that's
too long ago.
Yeah, that's
before
that's
my done. Time. Main event. That was the one that everybody kind of had, you know, it was kind of up in the air. People just couldn't pick a side. I was pulling for Izzy, but I just don't think that it was almost as if he, it's not that he didn't care. Obviously he cares, but I mean, like, it was very lackluster performance after a first couple rounds where just like, are you going to go for the jugular here? Or are you just going to kind of sit back? And I think that's what happened.
Well, I think that he was also confused by the fact that he just wasn't really hurting him. A, B, early in the fight, I think Izzy was kind of doing well. He won the first two rounds, or at least the first round, he definitely won. And then I just think Błachowicz changed up the game plan. And once he took him down, he realized like, okay, he can't get up. There's nothing he could do from here.
He was smothering him.
Yeah. It was just not big enough for the division. You got to put on a little more weight, I guess. I don't know, man. Izzy didn't look himself, but Błachowicz looked great. So it turned out to be a pretty dominant performance. I was surprised. I thought Izzy would actually win a decision. I didn't think he would knock him out because that dude's, you got to hit him with a fucking sledgehammer.
Right.
But what's next for Izzy now? He goes back and fights Whitaker. You know, what's next for Błachowicz? Glover Teixeira.
Oh, God.
John Jones leaving that division really fucks everything up. Like, that has no, I have no interest whatsoever in light heavyweight right now.
Yeah. I mean, we just saw the best of the best.
You can't blame Jones for leaving. Like, you can't blame him for leaving. There was nothing to get up for in that division. Santos, the guy that like took Jones the distance, just got the shit beat out of him. Didn't get the shit, but he lost to a nobody. I wouldn't say mm-hmm. nobody, but generally speaking,
right?
No disrespect. Who in 205 is even worthy at this point besides Błachowicz? And
maybe they run it back.
Izzy and Błachowicz?
Yeah.
But then what happens with the middleweight belt? You got to do something. It's like this. All this super fight shit is fucking things up as far as the divisions go.
Izzy said he was going right back down, and he said that he's going to just go by, dominate that division. Kudos to him for having a plan, but it's because you got to this division and said, I can't do this. Because, again,
he just
size
work
matters
out
in the UFC, and he was definitely smothered.
John Jones talking crazy. Not crazy. He had a lot of good points after saying, like, if you ever said to me in a tweet that Izzy would beat me, slap the shit out of yourself right now. Then he was said, I guess the super fight's over. I mean, it's a little premature to say that it's over. Izzy's 20-1.
Right.
He could easily bounce back. He didn't look hurt after it. You know, he just.
I want to. You speak of John Jones, man. I still want to see him. I don't know why. I guess I'm always just drawn to seeing John Jones and DC go at it. But we all know what John Jones is after. Obviously, the winner of.
That's announced. I think that he's getting the winner of the Ngannou Stipe fight. I think that John Jones is obviously the most talented fighter in the game right now, and I have a hard time picking anybody to beat him. But man, Ngannou hits hard. If he fucking
monster, he's an absolute like
that
monster.
Uppercut. I don't know, John.
Right. Well, it remains to be seen. That's why they get in the cage, and that's why they do their work. But so UFC 259. lackluster at best. I want to say there was some moments where we were enjoying it, but overall, like that card that they hyped up, three title matches, you're all hyped up for it. You know, basically they took $140 away from me and Gooch because we both legally purchased the pay-per-view, you know, giving that money to the UFC. But look, not all the fights can be just complete knockouts. There were no knockouts the entire
I appreciate
night.
It for what it is. The guys that all make the walk, respect. Who was the guy that stole the show? Islam, I can't pronounce his last name because, but the Russian dude, Khabib's.
Khabib's guy?
Yeah, he stole the show. He choked out Dober, the annoying. Yeah,
did I not text you that prior? I said Dober just has this look on his face that, like, I'm going to lose.
No, he was like, I'm going to die. I might die.
Yeah, that nervous smile where he's just like, yep, here we go. I'm going to do this. And then just get.
I got to say this too, man. Is it me or, you know, DC's kind of annoying with his.
Oh, God. With
his in fight.
I just feel like, you know what he reminds me of? Not even kidding you. Booger McFarlane. Like, he's just like stating the obvious, like, oh.
If he taps out right here, that means that he lost by submission, Joe.
Right. It's like, he got 9 yards on that carry, and that means only one more for the first down. Like, oh, thanks, Booger. Back to you. You know, like, but yeah, nah, DC gets super annoying. And Joe Rogan, my God, I'm a fan of his podcast. I'm a fan of his work. He's an inspiration to me. But, dude, get off the test, my man. You are starting to resemble a thumb, a straight thumb, as a like that right here is Joe Rogan.
Yeah, shout out. Like, was it Brennan Scott made the post? Like, if Joe Rogan needs to lay off the HGH, I think he said the exact. He was like, starting to look like a thumb.
Yeah, he looks like a thumb. Great. And, yeah, I mean, that's, again. But, oh, you know what? You said the Russian stole the show. You know who stole the show? Was right before the pay-per-view when Dominic Cruz won his fight.
Hans Smolenkamp or whatever.
He's literally issuing a challenge. He's issuing a challenge to the Monster Energy guy. He's 100 pounds heavier. He's like, let's just do it for charity, man. Let's do it for charity.
I looked into that whole situation, and Dominic Cruz has a point.
Is Monster getting held? Are they holding up UFC contracts?
It's not Monster. It's this guy. I think he's like an ambassador. Does work for the company. I don't know. Dana White addressed it in the post fight and was basically saying Monster's a great company. They do a lot for the fighters, but this guy's a fucking weirdo. And, you know, basically he doesn't really want to comment too much because Monster and them have a deal. What this guy does with UFC fighters is technically nothing to do with it, but he's kind of holding the money over their head, making, I don't know. Dominic Cruz is acting weird. Yes,
yeah, but the best part about the entire thing was Joe Rogan. Like, oh, we didn't want this to turn political. He's like, it's not political, Joe. He's like, no, it is.
Yeah, I mean, like
cut off. Like, by the way, goodbye. You know, so unbelievable. Unbelievable. So UFC 259, obviously UFC 260 is next. A bunch of fight nights in between that. We'll definitely resume some of these Facebook Live things. They were fun. We'll do them from the studio. It'll probably be a lot more fun doing it like that.
Health and Fitness Professionals is your one-stop shop for all things sports medicine. They now have 4 locations in Woodbridge, Scotch Plains, South Plainfield, and Freehold, New Jersey. They're now offering physical therapy, occupational therapy, pain management, chiropractic services, acupuncture, cryotherapy, you name it, they do it. I can't say enough about their chiropractors on site. I get adjusted literally 3 times a week to get my old 35-year-old self feeling as best as possible. Contact them today. Check out their website, www.hfrehab.com, for more info. Hey guys, it's Sturch from the Chop Sports Podcast, and I'm here to talk to you about LVC Transport. I recently just had to help a family member move after living in the same house for over 20 years. You know what that means? That's a lot of stuff. So I called my buddy Chris over at LVC Transport. He hooked it up with a massive dumpster. Huge discount. Now, he's looking to help out every member of Chop Sports. Call him today. Drop the name Chop Sports, and he's going to take 10% off the top right away. Just say Chop Sports, and he's taking 10% off the top. Get your free estimate today. Give him a call, 908-705-3006.
But before we wrap all of this up, we have triggered, Gooch, we have triggered the Mets fans
Mets
of
Nation.
Chop Sports. Mets Nation, I've gotten DMs, I've gotten messages, comments on threads. There are people out there that are coming for our Yankee heads. As you did, yes, sir. Matt Ibanez is one of the biggest Mets fans that I know, and I've known him for a long. He's a massive, like, he basically is me and you dialed down just a little bit, but he's there in terms of being a sports fan. He rocks his Mets and he loves.
I guarantee Atlanta, you that if he he's loves even, his Atlanta, if Falcons, he's even a shred, if you're like, if he's like me or you. The fact that you just said, like, just dial down a little bit is high. He's triggered by that. I would be triggered by that. If you were like, oh, he's like a fan, but he's just like a little bit less of a fan than me, I'd be like, who the fuck are you telling me that I'm less of a fan than anybody?
Right. Here comes another DM. But, yeah, right? No, the Mets fans have, they took my comment of saying that Lindor was a good little player that they signed.
Nice little player.
Yeah. So as if he's not one of the best shortstops in baseball, but I guess I didn't portray that in my tone. So I'm going to sit here and apologize to absolutely nobody. Yeah. Okay, I want you guys to come on here and talk your shit. If you Mets fans have any courage whatsoever, you'll come on the Chop Sports podcast and you'll talk to me and Gooch about Yankees baseball. Okay. We know Yankees baseball like you guys know your Mets. If you want to go position for position, I guarantee you we blow the doors off you. If you want to try to make a point to say, like, you know, the Mets had a couple other decent signings other than Lindor, great. Let me hear it. You know, I know there was. My dad even said it. I was talking to him yesterday. He's like, hey, man, you got to leave my Mets alone. And I'm just like, McCann's what are you talking about? You know?
I like McCann.
Yeah, no, listen, they're going to be a decent team, but their division and our division are like NFC East and like AFC South. Well, I don't know. A competitive division.
I get where you're going with it.
You know where I'm going with this. The Yankees should steamroll through the AL East.
Well, no, Tampa's good, but they did lose some pitching. They lost some pitching.
I don't buy Tampa at all.
Yeah.
But the Mets are obviously dealing with the Braves. They're dealing with the Nationals. They're dealing with tougher teams. And that sucks for Mets fans because you not only have to try to win your division, but you got to try to win a wild card. And that might be kind of tricky, you know?
Everybody screams pitching with the Mets, but their pitching is just like the Yankees. They're heavy at the one. And then after that's a huge question mark with everybody. Even Syndergaard is hurt. It's not like they have this depth, all this crazy depth.
Yeah,
Stroman opted out last year. He hasn't pitched in almost 2 years, right? That could be a benefit. It could be.
Man, he talks a lot of shit.
Good for him, though. You know,
really, though, he got real annoying real quick. Because I was trying to, you know, I just realized this in this camera angle. It's me, and then it's you next to me. I'm blocking myself. I don't know.
I'm there with you in spirit.
Yeah, no, yeah, exactly. But no, like, he talks a lot of shit. And I can get behind a shit talker, but I feel like he talked shit as soon as he got off the plane in New York. Like, it was relentless.
He's from New York, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think he grew up a Mets fan, so he's happy to be there. And why not, man? Like, add some excitement to it. Everybody gets a little bent about these baseball players acting a little wild. I think it's fun for the game. If he wants to talk shit, it adds a little. Put it this way, what you're saying right now, you don't like that he's talking shit. We're talking about him because he's talking shit. You know,
that's true,
and it adds very excitement. True. I'm all about it. You need those guys. I think it was somebody else we were talking about in another thread. It was like a Nate Diaz thread, and everyone was like, someone said Connor's like the Mayorga of boxing or of MMA, and you need guys like Mayorga. You need guys that talk shit, the antagonist. You need the Cobra Corbo talking shit to antagonize me.
Cobra Corbo. Yeah, you do need that.
Bro, I got so worked up when you I wasn't expecting you to bring it up, and I was like, oh, fuck, here we go. Bro, I felt like I was making a walkout.
The neck vein was just like, he doesn't fucking know me, man. Like, I was like, oh, Jesus, like, what did I do? But like I said, we're trying to make it friendly, and it got personal because they just were relentless. Just like
I don't actually Marcus take Stroman. It personal, just so we're clear. Corbo, I love you, bro. We don't have no beef. This is for fun, I would imagine, right? It's for fun. We don't actually have to do anything crazy, but, you know, I don't know.
I will.
But I will. So, yeah, like, so, I'm with it.
Yeah, exactly. So, look, yeah, so calling all Mets fans, bring the smoke to the Chop Sports podcast. So UFC, New York Yankees, Mets, a couple things we wanted to touch on today as we move forward in a new week. You know, it's a big week for us. We're trying to add shows. We're trying to renegotiate with some of our sponsors. We're bringing on new sponsors. So shout out to those guys. Again, Curtis Sells Houses. My God, like, again, I shared one of your listings, by the way. Jesus Christ, where do you find these homes? They're like $1.9 million or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, it's one thing, like, oh, it's a nice little mother-daughter, and it's, you know, $285,000. No, it's like, oh, this one's got a hot tub built underneath the stairwell. It's like, what are we doing here? But he gets it done, man. Curtis Sells Houses. That's the name.
And he's a Packer fan. I brought that up once before, but Curtis is a Packer fan. He's a cheesehead, baby.
All right. Again, with this, I get it. But seriously, Battle Rattle is making us some freaking furniture at this point. They're, you know,
I can't wait for that.
When
dude.
We get
the black when we get back, wood table for the, you know, for the in front of me, so I don't have to feel so fucking nuts in that studio.
Yeah, something to keep your feet up. You know what I mean? So now we can actually relax a little bit and kick loose. Today's setup was just so weird. I was just like, do I bring the chairs in here? Do I just put them on a desk? Like, it was a very weird feel. I don't like this feeling of being by myself. Okay, so please get well soon, Chris. Thank you very much. Or at least not get well soon. You feel fine. So, like, everything, again, we're just doing this because the CDC tells us to do it. So we're not trying to break any laws or be like, oh my God, you know, he's got COVID and doesn't care. Super spreader event at freaking Level Up Studios. You know what I mean? So we just, you know, we decided. And all the while, you're in the editing room and nobody knows it. No, I'm kidding. You're really at home.
Imagine that.
So, can you imagine if you just walked in? I'm like, oh, hey. But again, it's been another crazy week. But this is what you do. We had to make adjustments on the fly, man. I got a new interface thing. I bought a webcam. I went nuts for this because, of course, you hit the panic button. And you're like, we just got this studio. You know, how do we make it better? What do we do? What's the audible to be called? And I think we did a pretty good goddamn job, Chris.
Man. All things considered, I'm pissed off that I haven't been able to leave this room for 3 days. But, you know, we got it done. We're here for the people. The content is what matters.
It is. And I think we can continue to bring all the best content. Coming up this week, I'm going to finalize the March Madness Tournament Bracket Challenge. Basically, it's very easy. If you're already subscribed to the YouTube channel and you chimed in on the announcement that's on the Facebook page, you're already in.
Yeah, so once you enter one of these contests going forward with the YouTube specifically, if you enter one of them and you don't win that contest, you're subsequently entered into every single YouTube contest. So subscribing is worth it because there'll be giveaways going forward. So
And that's picked up
a lot. Make that list. Not bad for the first week. I'm happy with the way it turned out.
Yeah, I think we're at 70 plus subscribers. So that means a lot to us. Be sure to subscribe.
We need 1,000 YouTube. Just so we're clear, everybody.
Yeah, just so
calling what it is.
Here's the thing. And here's the thing. We have 1,800 members almost in Chop Sports. If 1,000 of you decide to take a half a second of your day and click subscribe, we're all better.
Even if you give me a thumbs down, I've dealt with that already.
That's right. We've dealt with haters already.
I've already had my troll.
We've dealt with trolls and that's always fun.
I feel like it's one troll. It seems like several, but all those accounts were made within like 3 hours. Like,
I mean, somebody literally made an account, Chop Sports.
Yeah, Chop Sports, and then it was like Jimmy Whispers, and then it was somebody else the day before. But you know, they were all brand new accounts commenting under his. You know, so it was funny, and he wasn't wrong about the one. I was fucking terrified last week. So,
and now you're in your element because you're home.
I'm still sweating. Shirt,
oh my God. Oh my goodness. Wait until the bright lights are back in your face next week, Chris, and then you're just gonna sit there like
we'll be good. I'm not worried about it.
I know. So again, guys, like the chat, like the videos, subscribe to the channel, download, rate, review on iTunes for this podcast, get that growing. We're very, very, very excited to bring on all these new podcasts that are gonna be coming onto our network as we expand and get bigger. The weather, watch this, bro. The weather this week.
I know.
Get yourself outside. I know you got a quarantine and stuff, but just go outside.
I could get outside, bro.
It's going to be 65 and nice and sunny, and it's just a matter of time before we're doing community events. We're getting more information on the softball. That's going to be a thing. That's 100% happening, whether it's one or two teams. It's going to happen. So keep your eyes open for that. And again, just keep chugging along. And I want to thank everybody who participated in the soft open for the store. But now if you're hearing the sound of our voice, help your boys out a little bit. Buy some merchandise. There's some awesome,
and
awesome
just because things. You participated in the soft open doesn't mean that you don't have to participate in the hard open.
There you go. That's a very good idea. So, first Sturch, that's Gooch over there. Next week, we're back in studio. We apologize for this week, but again, we're just trying to do the right thing. We're doing the right thing. So, until next time, we'll see you then.